we're Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. Coming up in about, I don't know, 10 minutes, we'll get into Joe's Need to Know News. Then right after that, it's Song of the Day. And since it's my birthday, I guess we can do songs about birthdays. Kind of very interesting category.
Happy birthday, Joe. Do you feel a year older? Do you feel different?
This birthday snuck up on me, and I know everybody says this, as you get older, life moves faster, but I'll tell you what, holy crap, life is moving faster and faster and faster.
It does.
Then we're all dead.
Okay.
So that goes show you have to live it up. Like, stop waiting to do all the things you want to do, because you're going to look back and you're not going to have any time to do them.
All right. Well, I know this is very interesting. Our very own Liv the Web Girl was off last week. Now we have vacation days we all have to burn up, so she was off for that. But you also were in a boot camp. Like, what are you doing? Are you going to be a Marine? Are you going to be like a sailor?
Not that type of boot
that
camp.
That would be awesome, though. She's a Marine. That would be so,
no
like,
kidding.
I mean, that would be amazing. I commend them. I just don't have it in me for that. But I was at a boot camp to do training to become a cycle bar instructor, what they call a cycle star. So that's what they call it.
You're a cycle star.
Yeah.
You really know who you are.
Mm-hmm. Whatever that song is. Anyways, so what Cycle Bar is, it's like a premium indoor cycling studio. So it's like a workout, obviously, on a bike.
Okay.
And the training is like really intense. And I didn't realize it was going to be that intense. We were in every single morning at 8 a.m. And we were there until like in between 5 to 6. So some days we got off at 5, some days we got off at 6. The last day I was there for 11 hours. I was there until 7 p.m. And I was on a bike the whole time.
Wait, you weren't just like working, you actually had to like work out.
Yes, we were literally working out the entire time. So I thought it was going to be a lot more of information.
Yeah.
And I thought it was going to be like, you know, every hour we get a break or so. No. Like, I was on a bike from 8 a.m. to 1:30 the very first day. I did not get off that bike until 1:30 p.m. And then we had lunch. And then right after lunch, which we were talking all the way through, we were right back on those bikes. So it was crazy. It was one of the most physically challenging things I've ever done in my life. I think probably besides giving birth, like besides childbirth, that will probably be the most physical thing I ever take on.
Yeah, I was gonna say, don't compare childbirth to anything.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I know childbirth is like absolutely, yeah, but
that's like,
I think next level. Yes, and I think, like, honestly, in my life, I think, like, besides childbirth, that will be the most physically demanding
so
thing I ever do.
So, what are you doing? Just like learning different routines and stuff, or just like testing to see how long you can go?
It's about endurance. So, so the reason why you are on a bike all day is because they want to see how your endurance is. But it's also about form. Like, your form has to be perfect. And there's 12 components that just go into form alone.
Sure.
Like your knees, your butt, your core, if you're swaying, your arms, if you're lifted, if your chest is back, your shoulders.
Like, I thought you just had to like sit on the bike
up. There's a lot that goes into just form. And then besides that, like, you have to be on the beat. So whatever song plays, whatever song they turn on, you have to be on the beat the entire time.
Okay, I'm out.
So there's just a lot of different components that all go into it. So they're testing all of it. And they're testing also like your knowledge. Like, when you are climbing a hill, there's certain things you have to do on the bike. So it's just crazy. And it is emotionally draining.
I feel like you should try to be, I don't know how much cycle bar instructors make, but with all this intense training, you should try to be like a virtual, like, Peloton. You should be, because like the high ups in virtual training that go national, they make bank. I was like, if you're putting all this blood, sweat, and tears, I don't know what you make on like a local level, but like, you should really try to take this huge if you really want to dedicate your life to it.
Right. And like, I really do like love it. And it isn't just like a hobby for me. Like, I've always, my entire life, wanted to be a fitness instructor, because fitness has always been important to me ever since I was even in high school. And so I finally just had the courage and the confidence to do this. Like, if you asked me 5 years ago, I would be like, absolutely not. I would not survive. I could not do it. I just wouldn't have the confidence to kind of get up there and like take charge of a room and lead like an intense workout. And it was just emotionally draining too, because we had a master instructor fly out from Denver, who is like been like gone through all of the ranks of cycle bar, and she tore us down the first day. like absolutely tore us down, like was like, this is everything you're doing wrong, like wasn't really telling you anything you were doing right. And it was just the most stressful, like 4 days. It was so stressful. It was so fast paced. It was so physically demanding that like on Friday, I was like bawling, crying, and not everyone made it through.
Can people do this as a full-time job? Because every instructor I know is like a teacher or has another, like you, like has another job. Can you make this into a career? Because this is so much time and energy, and I think it's amazing, but I'm thinking, I mean, everyone else, can you sustain yourself?
If I wanted to, so like if I wanted to like, you know, teach probably, I don't know, like 10 classes a week or something, I could do that. And also then like there's a thing as called like lead instructor. So like you're in charge of all the, you're kind of the manager of instructors and things like that.
Yeah.
And then you, if you get to a master instructor level, absolutely a full-time job.
Dang. Well, that's cool. We're proud of you for surviving too. And like that master instructor that came in from Denver, I'm kind of the same thing. Like when I make you cry and Mackenzie cry, I'm trying to make the show as good as I can. Okay.
Well, I have my very, very first ride this Friday at 7 p.m. at the Cycle Bar in Fishers. It's local to Indy, but I want both of you guys to come if you can. I know Friday at 7 p.m. is a very strange time.
Okay, it's my mom's birthday. Okay, so I have, but I give me your class schedule. I will totally come support you and take a class because I think that's so awesome.
And I will be there cheering you guys on
my
feet.
You don't want to go for your birthday, Joe? You should go for your birthday.
Yeah, Friday night. Come on.
We have our company Christmas party. I never thought I'd use it as an excuse.
McKenzie on Radio Now.
Hey, coming up, we got Joe's Need to Know News, a recall of one of my favorite foods. Oh, no. And have you thought about giving out a passive-aggressive Christmas present?
Oh, my gosh. I want to hear what these possibly could be.
These are the top ones. You might have somebody in your life that you could do this for. So don't go anywhere. We'll play next.